Tell me, what is the difference between an enhanced interrogation technique and torture? Word choice has been front and center in the coverage of the CIA report that was released last week. Sunday, former Vice President Dick Cheney went on Meet the Press, and Chuck Todd tried to ask him for his definition of torture and whether our government engaged in it.
Definition's the one that was provided by the Office of Legal Counsel. We went specifically to them because we did not want to cross that line into where we were violating some international agreement that we'd signed up to. They specifically authorized and okayed, for example, exactly what we did. All of the techniques that were authorized by the president were, in effect, blessed by the Justice Department opinion that we could go forward to those without, in fact, committing torture.
Let me go through some of those techniques that were used. Majid Khan was then suspected of, was subjected to involuntary rectal feeding and rectal hydration. It included two bottles of Ensure. Later in the same day, Majid Khan's lunch tray, consisting of hummus, pasta, sauce, nuts, and raisins, was pureed and rectally infused.
That
doesn't meet the definition of torture?
That does not meet the definition of what was used in the program.
No, I understand that, but does that meet the definition of torture in your mind?
In my mind, I've told you what meets the definition of torture. It's what 19 guys armed with airline tickets and box cutters did to 3,000 Americans on 9/11.
So there we have it, Dick Cheney's definition of torture. And over again through that Meet the Press interview, he kept coming back to the idea that the enhanced interrogation techniques that were outlined in that report weren't torture.
Well, I mean, I don't think anyone is surprised that Dick Cheney and others from the Bush administration would back what they did. I mean, and when you look at it, I mean, yesterday, NBC News basically announced that they did a poll along with the Wall Street Journal that 51% of the people who that they polled basically said that they were okay with these enhanced terror techniques or whatever you want to call them. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where I think the public is okay, at least the majority of the public is okay with what was done in their name. Now, how that's going to look years from now, who's to say?
And, you know, I kind of think there's a distinction between what Americans believe as to whether or not this was torture and whether it was okay. My guess is that most Americans say, yeah, it was torture, but a lot of Americans think it was okay during the circumstances. And although I would agree that, you know, Cheney kind of lacks a little bit of credibility and he won't even address the word torture except to say, you know, it's what happened to the 9/11 victims. That's true. But I also think that we also have a lot of revisionist history going on from critics this past week who failed to look back and say, what was going on in this country a year, two, 3 years after 9/11? What was the mood in the country? What did the government think might be happening in terms of future attacks? It might be just as bad or worse. We can't leave the context out when we're looking back now, you know, a dozen years later and saying, was it torture?
No. I mean, I think if you just look back 8 years ago when President Obama came into office, I mean, one of the things that the public was saying was that, okay, we don't want to do this. And I think part of it was, we don't want to do this anymore. We want to sort of move away from this. And I think when people go back and they look at it, they will probably say, at the time, during that time, this is what we feel like we had to do as a country in order to be able to feel safe. And I think that's where part of this is coming from.
So let's talk about this from the perspective of news coverage and bringing it back to that idea of word choice. There were some news organizations, some media organizations that stuck with that term of enhanced interrogation techniques, others that went with torture. NPR went so far as to actually issue an ethics statement suggesting that employees stick with certain terminology. Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, first of all, I mean, I think that the NPR guidelines were very nuanced. And from that standpoint, I really appreciate them. They only used the phrase enhanced interrogation techniques when they were quoting what defenders of the practice were calling it. They never used it themselves. They did say it was okay to use torture in some instances, but they preferred kind of a middle ground, which they've been criticized for, like brutal interrogations. And I think most of us would agree they were brutal interrogations.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you go and you read that report or you listen to others who talk about the report, I mean, there was some pretty graphic details in there and pretty horrific.
And some of those we heard Chuck Todd lay out for Vice President Cheney right there.
Exactly. And people will say to me, that's torture. And the problem becomes is when you're reporting that as a journalist, you're trying to figure out, okay, should I say what I think or should I say what I'm hearing from others? And I think if journalists would stick to what are others saying, both those who defended the practice and those who are against the practice, and let them tell the story as opposed to us trying to define it.